What you talking about?
Hello, everybody, and welcome to another segment of Let's Talk About It on Jamestown 107.1 FM. We're also streamed online at newsdakota.com. Today, joining us here on Let's Talk About It, a member of Jamestown United Way, we have Kayla Trespass joining us. And Kayla, welcome to our show.
Thanks for having me.
Well, thank you for taking some time. Excited to talk to you. And as we get closer and closer to the Easter season, United Way has been extremely busy helping out the Easter Bunny with the Easter egg hunt you can wake up to, which is what we'll be talking about today. But Kayla, for our listeners, would you mind telling us a little bit about what United Way does in our community?
Sure. United Way serves 13 different organizations where 98% of the funds raised go back to the agencies here in Stutzman County.
So donations to United Way are helping out more than one agency. It's a great way to make your donation stretch even further.
Correct. Imagination Library is one that comes to mind for me. They reached out to us and said that we're one of the only agencies in the whole state that doesn't have to ask its parents for donations for that program to continue. Yeah. I know recently Fargo had to let go of that program just due to the cost. So that is one agency that comes to mind that is such a great program. If you're unaware of it, children get a book every month from the day they're born up until five if you sign up for that program and you're in Stutzman County.
Wow. And again, that's just one of many organizations that United Way helps. And in order to raise money, they not only raise money for those organizations with their big campaign, but they also hold different events, which this Easter egg hunt you can wake up to came through and give you credit, give you kudos, boost the ego a little bit, was a kind of your idea last year when COVID hit and Easter egg hunts couldn't happen. And this brilliant idea came forward, right?
Correct. We wanted something to bring everyone some joy during Easter last year. And of course, COVID was very just fresh out of the gates. Kids were sent home from school. And this was an activity that we thought was safe and it was very, very, very successful. This year, we've had a bunch of businesses come forward and offer some great donations to enhance the egg hunt.
Yeah.
Again, I like it because you know exactly how many eggs you're waking up to, how many to find, and you're not racing against other children. And it does look like the Easter Bunny came to your house.
And what a unique twist to it, too, because instead of the Easter Bunny hiding the eggs, it's hidden the night before. Kids wake up and all of a sudden, oh my gosh, in my yard, there's Easter eggs to find. And all of them contain like a candy or trinket and some of them containing a prize as well, right?
Correct. We are getting some bikes donated and also purchasing some with the United Way funds as well. So I don't have a number on exactly how many bikes are going to be available, but I do know that's one of the big prizes we're going to have.
Awesome.
We also have a lot of sponsorship from Paradiso, Babs Coffee House, Plantation Coffee Bar, IDK, Farmers Union. I know I'm going to miss some, so I don't want to say them all. McDonald's, Pizza Ranch.
It's just really a community effort, really. It shows that.
Right. And it's just been great that some businesses are like, hey, we're new or we would love to sponsor this event. And so I think that it just adds to the excitement that you're not just going to get candy or prizes or you're going to get something to give back to the community as well.
Again, Kayla Trespass joining us right now on Let's Talk About It with United Way in Jamestown, talking about the Easter egg hunt you can wake up to. Kayla, we're getting closer and closer to that date. And in order to make sure that there's enough eggs and that there's enough manpower, there is a deadline to get registered for this, right?
Yes. Last year, we might have bit off more than we could chew. So this year, we decided to do that deadline on March 26th. So get registered. You can go online. We have an Eventbrite site. And if you check out our Facebook page or our website, you should be able to get that link. Also, you could go to Deer Ridge or Bank Forward during their business hours and register in person to avoid that small processing fee that it would have on the Eventbrite site.
Sure. And two different options to choose from. And they're more than welcome to purchase more of one option or another, but two options they can choose from when it comes to the eggs, right?
Correct. There will be 25 prize filled eggs for $15 or 50 prize filled eggs for $25. And then you can select whatever increments you want. If you want 200 eggs, That's, we will do 200 eggs for you.
We will do it for you, right? And so something else we should mention with this too, Kayla, is any restrictions on this? Is there like a limit to the, you know, how far out of town will you go and things like that? Or what happens if I want to participate, but I'm not in Jamestown?
So if you are not in Jamestown, we are having a pickup option. That will likely be Good Friday, April 2nd. If that doesn't work for you, one of our board members will reach out to you and just state that on your form when you're registering that you would like pickup, and we'll connect with you. We did, yes, kind. But again, if you live rural, I totally understand. I'm with you. So we will work with some of those folks. We obviously can't deliver to all the rural residents, but a few we might be able to get in there. So if you really want delivery, reach out to us. If you are okay picking them up, that's a great option as well.
Perfect. A great way to, again, help United Way in their mission. And of course, something you can do for your kids or for your grandkids, whoever, you know, I know last year helping deliver eggs, we had a grandparent do it because he's like, hey, our kids are coming out on Easter Sunday and we're excited. We want them to show up and be like, oh my gosh, they hid eggs in the farm, and do it that way. So it's very, very fun. Again, March 26th, the deadline to get signed up and have an Easter egg hunt you can wake up to. And again, Kayla, where are some ways they can sign up? You want to mention those one more time for us?
Yes, you can go to our Facebook page and it should bring you right to the Eventbrite site. Also, if you just Google Jamestown Easter Egg Hunt, you should be able to find it there. And as always, if you want to be that person that pays in cash, make sure you get it right on that form. Yeah. You can go to Deer Ridge or Bank Forward.
Perfect. And we should also put a little plug out there. If you want to join United Way and do fun events like this, they're more than welcome to stop by and ask about that as well, right?
Correct. We do have some board spot openings. I've been on the board for about 3 years now. It's just great. A great way to be involved in your community. You can see exactly where our funds go and support all those 13 agencies.
Absolutely. So Easter egg hunt you can wake up to, again, deadline March 26th. Kayla, anything else with United Way or anything else with the Easter egg hunt you'd like to mention?
We also, I think, have our golf tournament that will be coming up in July. So stay tuned for that. We again hope that that's only bigger and better this year.
Yeah, continually doing things and raising money and fun really in our community. So Kayla, thanks so much for taking some time today.
Thanks for having me.